So we're going to begin from the end of Perek Tet Zayin, moving into Perek Yud Zayin. So we saw in Perek Tet Zayin, the first part of Iyov's speech, that he begins by speaking to his friends, but moves from there to what God is doing. And the connection, as we saw in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, is that he sees them as God's agents and their wickedness as part of what God has given him over to suffer with. Now, in the second part of his speech, beginning in Pasuk Yud Tet, after the transition of Pasuk Yud Chet, Eretz Alt Chasid Dami V'Al Yehi Makom L'Zakati, he says, Gamata, Hinei V'Shamayim Eidi V'Sadi B'Amromim. My witnesses are in Shamayim. A person has to have witnesses to justify him, right? His character witnesses are in the sky. And if you remember in Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Ach Ata Helani Hasimota Kol Adati. You broke everything that's me. I'm focusing on the word adati, right? You shocked my whole clan here. So everyone here is in shock of what's going on and really can't defend him. But there is AD, a word like adati. There's AD in Shamayim. The Sa'adi, like Edim, Arbam Romim. Militzai, Re'ai. El Eloah Dalfa Eini. It's God that my eyes shed tears to. I'm turning to God, hoping that He'll vindicate me. V'yochach legever im Elohach uben Adam l'reihu. Let's look carefully at this pasuk Chaf Aleph. V'yochach legever im Eloah, and it will be proven to a man with God. Uven Adam l'Re'ehu, and a man with his friend. These are really the two trials, the two vindications that he's seeking, right? These are the two vindications that he's seeking. Between himself and God, and between himself and the others. Kishnot mispar yehetayu v'orach la'oshuv ha'aloch. Man is limited. Man has an allotted, limited number of years, after which he departs on his path never to return. Meaning, I'm not here long enough that I can ensure that this happens. Ruchi chubala yamai nizaku kfarim li. My spirit is devastated. My days have rushed by. The grave awaits me. Imlo hatulimi madi uvahamirotam talan enik. Except that these mocking people are with me, and I have to see all the terrible things, the attacks that they're throwing on me. Simana arveni imach, give me your hand, or give me your support with you. Mihu liyadi yitakea, who is the one whose hand I can shake? Who can I reach out to? Because I can't reach out to these people. These people are just mercilessly attacking me. I have no one else, so please be here for me. Ki libam tzafanta misachal, al kein lo tiromein. For you, God, he's talking to, you have blocked their hearts from wisdom. That's why you are not being exalted by them. And he sees being exalted by them telling the truth about God. Meaning, if God is the one who stopped them from being able to do what they need to do and be helpful to me and see the truth, then you need to be here for me. L'chelek yagid re'im. Talking about the friends. V'enei vanav tichlena. They talk, you know, lightly with their friends, you know, mocking me. May the eyes of his children, their children, long. Meaning it's a way of, by way of cursing them, that their children shouldn't have fathers, right? Because of the things they're doing to me. V'hitzigani limshol amim v'tofet lefin me'ayek. They're displaying me, or he, through them, has turned me into a mashal for the nations. Meaning, you know what happened to him, right? That's like a way of cautioning people what not to become. I have become the embodiment of hell, of Tophet, v'Tophet lefanim me'eya. V'atecha mikas eini, v'yitzurai katzel kulam. My eyes are dimmed by anger, my limbs have become like a shadow. He's talking about what the results of what God and his emissaries, the friends, have done to Eov. What's Eov's response to this? Pasuk Chet. Yashomu Yisharim Alzot. Let those who are straight people be angered by this. Be appalled by this. V'naki al chanef yitorar. Let the pure people, parallel to Yisharim, attack against, wake up against the hypocrites. V'yochez tzadik darko tohor yadayim yosif ometz. Let the tzaddik hold fast to his derech. Let the one with the clean hands, again himself, be strengthened. Again, Eov is the yashar and the tzaddik. The re'im are the chanef, the hypocrites, the panderers. His hope is God. As strange as it sounds, God has to be the one to show his true virtue. Not as the mashal for the amim of what's going to happen to someone who does the wrong thing, because he has done the wrong thing. God has presented him as that mashal, and Eov's friends are the ones formulating it. They are describing him as the rasha, and his state as what happens to the rasha who sins. He needs God to be able to say, no, Eov is a good guy, and the friends are bad. Right? He needs him to show, to vindicate him for himself, mul God, and for himself, mul the friends. But again, this is something he needs God for. Can't do himself. He's lost hope because he knows his time is fleeting. And he's suffering so much that he doesn't know how much he can hold on. Especially with the lack of hope. Ve'ulam, the closing part. Kulam tashuvu. Let everyone come back, literally and figuratively. Like to do tshuva, change their opinion. Uvona, v'lo emtzavchem chacham. I haven't found any of you to be wise. My days have passed by. My thoughts have been cut down. Right, I can't think. That the night turns into day. The day has been shortened because of the night. And I have no feeling of hope. No reason to make use of the day versus the night. If I have a hope, she'ol beiti. It's for my home. In hell, and the darkness, I make my bed to try to sleep. Out of the pit of suffering, I call out to my father, or I call it my father, the pit of suffering. I call the maggots eating my body, mother and sister. Where is my hope? Who can show me a direct, straight path of hope? Let my body descend into graves, so that I don't have to live this way as a body. I should be separated and not have to be suffering this way. So it's really a combination of his feeling that I don't see how I can survive this and return to a happy life and be around long enough to vindicate myself, and therefore turning to God to make sure that, and to ask him to vindicate Eretz Al Tachasidami, that these cries, that this righteousness shouldn't be lost by my own mortality and my death, that won't give me the opportunity to not vindicate myself, but to have the truth come out. Not to vindicate myself, but to be vindicated. Next time we will see in Perek Yud Chet the speech of Bildad, who is a second friend, and how, again, it's similar to what Eliphaz said here, and thus different than what Bildad said the first time, but also similar to Bildad and different than Eliphaz, it being the second speaker. Okay.